Three, two, one. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the introduction to the Pierce County Fair podcast. I'm Frank Ginther. I'm the Pierce County 4-H Youth Development Agent, and I work at the University of Wisconsin Extension Office.
Hi, and I'm Ann Webb, and I am the Pierce County Fair Coordinator. We're here today to talk to you about what happens once you're at the fair. What needs to be done when you get to the fair? What do you need to do prior to the fair? And then we're going to talk a little bit about the different types of judging. And then we're going to tell you what happens when you need to take your exhibits back home.
It's always nice to be able to get your stuff back.
That is nice, yes. What we want to first talk about in this section is the entry tag. In the previous podcast, we talked about entering the fair. So on your sheet, you listed the number of items that you were going to bring. Well, what happens is all those forms come back to the fair office, and we input all that information into our system. And so it matches up all the people bringing green peppers to all the people bringing clothing to, you know, dairy to whatever. And what happens is we print off an individual tag for each entry that you're going to bring in.
So if I wrote it on my entry form, Ann, there'll be a tag created for it?
Yes, there will. And that tag needs to correspond with the item that you are bringing. You'll want to pick these entry tags up at the extension office prior to the fair, or if you are unable to make it prior to the fair, you will be able to pick them up the week, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday prior to the fair starting. We'll be out at the fairgrounds at that time. These are entry tags that you as an individual are responsible for picking up. Your club leader or at your club meetings, they do not have your entry tags there for you. This little tag is about the size of an index card. You will need to attach this entry tag to your project, and there's a little claim ticket at the bottom that you need to tear off, and you need to keep that so when you come back on Sunday to pick up your exhibit, you can claim it will match up the item that is sitting here at the fair.
And typically, Ann, you're attaching things to non-animal projects,
correct,
right?
Yep, those little pigs don't like that very much, but attach it to your plate of cookies or your photography project,
so
or whatever.
I don't
have
to tie it onto my pig's little nose
No, pigs don't like that. They don't stand very still for that.
Now, actually, with some of your small animals, you may actually put it on your cage or something like that, but large animals, typically, you'll pick up your entry tag. It is just proof
that you have entered. That is correct. Mm-hmm. But also recheck pages 2 and 3 of the fair book, because that will tell you when and where to bring your exhibit. There's nothing more heartbreaking than bringing an exhibit on a day that it's not the correct day and the judging is already passed. So be sure to check page 2 and 3. It will tell you the correct date and the correct time, and it will also tell you the building you need to bring your exhibit to. Some of you may not be familiar with the fairgrounds, so there is a fairgrounds map available online for you to utilize, and it will tell you, it will point out what buildings are which, so that when you relate this back to the fair book, you'll have an idea as to where to bring your item on the day of check-in.
Do I go to the Pierce County government page, or how do I find that map, Ann?
You can go to the Pierce County website, which is www.co.pierce.wi.us. You will click on departments, and the fair department will be listed alphabetically under there, and then that will bring you up to the fair website.
Sounds great. Well, as we all know, county fairs also have items judged, and as Ann indicated, you will want to check back on those pages 2 and 3. That's that table format of all that important information of when you check things in, where they go, and when they're judged. Now, sometimes things are judged almost immediately. You get to the fair, you arrive, and you can get right in a line, and you can get it judged. And there are other things that are judged on other days. So you may be checking them in earlier in the week, and then they might not be judged even until maybe Friday, for example.
Correct. So you might have to check back to see what your judging results were. But some are judged, like Frank said, immediately, and others are judged another day.
And some things actually are judged really even prior to the official fair dates. And that's simply because, for convenience sake, we've tried to actually stretch our space out a little bit is really what we're trying to do. So for example, there's a significant amount of dog obedience judging that's done then. Sometimes I think like the musical performances are judged ahead of time. A lot of those things are done because we're trying to maximize our space, and we just couldn't do it during the regular fair date. So check those dates on page 2 and 3 very carefully.
Yes, because things could be done, like Frank said, up to a week in advance possibly. Or some of the judging is actually even done a couple days after carcass judging and so on and so forth.
Sure, right. Now, there is a little bit of a difference in style when it comes to judging as well, and it's going to depend a little bit on your exhibit and kind of on the rotation of the exhibits. We rotate exhibits around to be either conference judged or Danish judged if they are individual junior fair exhibits for youth. So conference judging literally means a visit face-to-face with the judge where you talk about the exhibits that you brought. And you do have to be present. So plan your calendar carefully, because if it's a conference judged item, we have a conference judging day. And that day is when you bring all of your conference items and you go around and have little miniature interviews about all of the things that you brought for conference judging. Danish judged items do not involve a conference with the judge. The judge looks at them and compares everything in a lot to each other in that lot. And that judging does not involve the exhibitor being there.
Correct. The exhibitor doesn't have to be present for Danish judging.
And what's regular judging, Anne?
Regular judging applies to our open class departments. And open class is for anybody that resides in Pierce County who wants to also exhibit it at the fair. A lot of people were former 4-H members, and now that they're adults, they still have the bug to exhibit at the fair, which we really encourage. They also have a June 20th deadline on their entries. And regular judging means we will give out 1 first, 1 second, 1 third, and 1 fourth place on every lot.
What if there are 10 things in the lot?
Only 4 items are going to be placed.
So only 4 things will receive a ribbon.
4 things will receive a ribbon in regular judging in open class.
Okay.
So we will pick the top 4, basically, is what that is saying.
Sure. And in Danish judging, because that typically applies to youth exhibits, everyone in the lot will get a ribbon. So the Danish judging is done proportionally.
Correct. Yep, that's the difference.
Now, how do I get my stuff back? I've got it to the fair on time. I've got my entry tags. I attached things correctly. It's all in place. How long do I have to leave it there, and when do I get it back?
Okay, all of your stuff must stay at the fair until Sunday at 4:30 p.m. And the purpose of this is pretty self-explanatory. That's why people come to our fair. They want to see all the chocolate chip cookies and all the dairy animals or all the pigs or what have you. So we do request that all items, if you bring it on Monday, it's going to stay there till Sunday. Depending on what day and time you were supposed to bring your item, it will stay with us until Sunday at 4:30. What you will need to do to claim your item or your exhibit at the end of that day is those little claim tickets that we talked about at the bottom of your entry tags. You will need to take them back to the various places you dropped your items off, and they will match up your claim ticket with the item that you're trying to claim.
I can't be there that day though, Anne. You know, let's just say that I have to work, or we're going to be out of town.
Okay.
How do I get my stuff back?
Well, don't fret about that, because we have ways to work around that. Anybody can come claim your project. It could be another member of your club. It could be grandma. It could be a neighbor, whoever you trust claiming your projects. As long as you give them the claim tickets that you, when you entered your items, they will be able to pick up the items afterwards. So they're not going to match it by name. They're going to match it by the particular item that you are bringing or trying to claim. So make sure you either arrange or be at the fairgrounds at 4:30 on Sunday to pick up your item. Otherwise, what happens is everything after we're done, you can claim items from 4:30 till 6 o'clock. Once items are, the time has expired, we will pull everything that is left over, and we will put it in the Seifert building overnight. Unfortunately, though, Frank, we do not chaperone that stuff. That stuff is unchaperoned,
yeah.
So it's on there on its own.
That's right. So it does go to the main administrative building, to the Seifert building. It'll stay there overnight, but typically by Monday morning, it's already being cleaned out because they have to transfer that building back into kind of
a meeting
things for
room.
Right, for regular business. So
if you by chance did not make it by Sunday between 4:30 and 6, Please get there as soon as you can on Monday morning. Actually, it's best if you just have someone else claim your stuff, because we certainly don't want a project that you worked hard on to, come up disappeared or what have you. So please try to have someone claim all of your stuff between 4:30 and 6 o'clock on Sunday night.
Right. So at the fair, there's lots of things going on, and now you know about your entry tags. It's important to plan to pick those up ahead of time, get them attached appropriately to your project. Keep your claim check and observe the judging times that can be found on pages 2 and 3 of your book. And remember to have someone, if it can't be you, be sure to come and check things out on Sunday of the fair. So,
and as always, if you have any questions pre-fair or during the fair, feel free to give our office a call. The fair office number is 273-6874.
And the UW Extension office number is 273-6781. We'll see you at the Pierce County Fair.